Today's daf is Zvachim daf Yud Beis, and we will begin from the Mishnah on daf Yud Aleph Amid Beis, continuing along sugyas of Shaloi Lishma. So the Mishnah said, Kol Azvachim Shenizbuchu Shaloi Lishma Ksherim, Ela Shaloi Olu Lebailun Lashem Choyva Chutz Min HaPesach VeHachat. The Mishnah said, HaPesach Bizmanoi VeHachatos Becholzman. In other words, the only time a Pesach Shaloi Lishma is possible is if the Pesach was brought Bizmanoi. But if the Pesach was brought Shaloi Bizmanoi, then the halacha is that Shaloi Lishma is going to be kosher. The Gemara on Daf Ches Amid Beis brought a Braisa that elaborated on this halacha a little bit. Braisa said, Pesach Bizmanoi Lishmoi kosher, Shaloi Lishmoi posel. Ubeshayim Moisashana Lishmoi posel, and Shaloi Lishmoi kosher. In other words, a Pesach bizmano, if you bring the Korban Pesach at the time that you were supposed to bring the Korban Pesach, lishma, it's kosher. Obviously, that's the mitzvah in the Torah. That's what you're supposed to do. Shaloi lishma is pasul. That's the Mishnah. A Pesach bizmano, shaloi lishma is pasul. Shaloi bizmano, if however the Korban Pesach was brought, shaloi bizmano, not at the time that you're supposed to bring the Korban Pesach, then if it was brought l'shem Pesach, it's going to be pasul. Because you're bringing the Korban Pesach at the wrong time. It's like lighting the menorah at the wrong time. Obviously, it's going to be possible. The chiddush is that if you bring the Korban Pesach, shaloi bizmanoi, shaloi lishma, and it doesn't matter what the kavan of shaloi lishma is, as long as it's l'shem a Korban other than the Korban Pesach, the halach is it's going to be kosher. And the reason a Pesach, shaloi bizmanoi, shaloi lishma, is kosher, it's learned out from a pasuk, v'imen atzayin karboni l'zev achshlamim, it has a din of a moiser Pesach, it's one of the many examples the Gemara gave for a moiser Pesach becomes shlamim. Bottom line is, Pesach bizmanoi, l'shmoi kosher, shaloi l'shmoi pasul. Pesach shaloi bizmanoi, it's just the opposite. L'shmoi is pasul, shaloi l'shmoi is kosher. So what's the definition of Pesach bizmanoi? When exactly was the zman of the Korban Pesach? So if you ask the man on the street, he's going to tell you, Erev Pesach, Yud Dalid Nisan, Lacha Chatzos. And he's right. The pasuk says, V'shachtu oisei kol kal adas Yisrael, Beinu Arboyim. And Beinu Arboyim means in the afternoon. Stating that, we have a Mishnah, Machloikis Tanoim. It's not so posh. It's up to Mishnah. HaPesach sheshochtoi shachris barba asar shaloi lishmoi. The Korban Pesach that was brought Yud Dalid Nisan, Erev Pesach, but not Bein Arbayim. It was brought Shachris. It was brought in the morning, and it was brought Shaloi Lishma. Rabbi Yehuda Shua Machshir, Rabbi Shua says, it's kosher. Ki ilu nishchat b'shloisha asur. As if it would have been brought on the 13th day of Nisan. Why? Because being that the Zman of the Korban Pesach is Yud Dalid Bein Arbayim, Lach HaChatzos, and this was brought Shachris, Barba Asar, meaning it's a Pesach Shaloi Bizmani. Pesach Shaloi Bizmani, Shaloi Lishma is kosher. So Rabbi Yehuda says it's kosher, it's a carbon shlomim. A shlomim is kosher, even if it wasn't brought l'shem shlomim, because shlomim shalei l'shma is also kosher. So Rabbi Yeshua says, shachris yud dalit shalei l'shma, it's kosher, ki ilu nishchat b'shalei shasa. What's the difference if it's yud dalit in the morning or if it's yud gimbal? At the end of the day, it's shaloi bizmano. Ben Beseira says, no, I disagree. That if it was brought on Yud Dalit, even b'shachris, it's ki'ilu nishchat beinu arbayim. In other words, it's looked not as a Pesach shaloi bizmano, but rather as a Pesach bizmano. Pesach bizmano shaloi lishma is possible. That's the Mishnah. Therefore, we, according to Ben Beseira, it's going to be possible. Amr Shem Ben Azai, another halacha. Ben Azai said, Mekubal ani b'pishivim v'shnayim zokin. I have a Kabbalah from 72 zokin, or zekanim, we'll see in the Gemara. On the day that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah became Nasi, 72 skenim got together and they said, "Keish echad b'leiv echad shekol hazvachim hanecholim shenizbuchu shaloi lishman ksher." They said over the Mishnah in our halacha, but they added one word. They said, "Kol hazvachim hanecholim that nizbuchu shaloi lishman ksherim elu shaloi alu l'bayim l'nishum chayvo chutz mina pesach v'achatos." So says Ben Azariah, "I have a mesoira. I heard that on the day that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah became Nasi, Chamim walked in and they said over the first Mishnah in Masechet Zvachim, but they had a different nusach than the nusach that we have. The nusach was not kol hazvachim shenizbuchu shaloi lishman v'chulu, but kol hazvachim hanecholim shenizbuchu shaloi lishman v'chulu. What's the difference if it says kol hazvachim or kol hazvachim hanecholim? Said benazeh v'lihoisev benazeh elo oila, meaning the nafkemina was oila, because an oila is a zevach, but it's not nechal. So it's, oh, if it's only kol hazvachim hanecholim that are ksherim, so the oila is on the outside looking in. Our Mishnah says kol hazvachim, meaning even oila is kosher. Shaloi l'shma. Chutz min ha-pesach v'achatas. Kol ha-zvach v'hanecholim would suggest that only a zevach that's nechal, and oil is the one carbon that's kulei kolol, that was a nechal. Either way, the Gemara says, v'loi hoidu le-chachomim, the chachomim did not agree to what Benazai said, meaning they felt the proper girsa in the Mishnah is the way that we have it. Kol ha-zvachim shenizbechu. Not kol ha-zvachim hanecholim shenizbechu, because an oil, like a shlomim, like an osham, is considered a carbon that shaloi l'shma is kosher, ela shaloi olu l'bayilim l'shem chayvah. So there's really two parts to the Mishnah. The first part of the Mishnah is Machlokes Rabbi Shuan ben Maseira, a Pesach that was shachot, shachris, barba, asar, shaloi l'shma. Does it have a din of a Pesach shaloi bizmanu shaloi l'shma, which is kosher? Or does it have a din of a Pesach bizmanu shaloi l'shma, which is possible? Second part of the Mishnah is Ben Azai, who said over in the name of 72 Skenim, B'yom She'eshiv Rav Elazar ben Azariah L'Rosh, that an Oyelot Shaloi L'Shma is possible. Obviously, the Gemara is first going to discuss the first part of the Mishnah in very great detail, and then, in a little lesser detail, the Gemara is going to discuss the second part of the Mishnah. Zok the Gemara, Omer Rav Elazar, Omer Rav Oishia, Machshir Hoye Ben Beseiro, BePesach She'eshochtoi Shachris, Barba Asol Shmoi, DeKule Yoyme Zmanim. Rabbi Yishiyah said that the beer in the Machloikis, Rabbi Yishuah ben Maseir in the Mishnah, whether a Pesach that was brought, Yud Dalid Nisan, B'Shachris, Shaloi L'Shma, is kosher as possible, is whether the Karban Pesach was able to be brought, Yud Dalid B'Shachris, or wasn't able to be brought, Yud Dalid B'Shachris. Again, if you ask the man on the street, when was the Karban Pesach brought, he's going to tell you, B'Shachtu Oysen Kol Kaladas Yisrael, Bein Arbaim. It was brought on Yud Dalid Nisan B'Dafka after Chatzoy. Says Rav Oishio, it's true, that's the Shita of every Tana in Shas, with the exception of one, with the exception of Ben Beseir in our Mishnah. Ben Beseir that says, that if the Karban Pesach was brought, Shaloi L'Shma, Shachris, Biyudal, not Bein Arbaim. Shachris, Allah is its possible. What must Ben Beseira hold? He must hold that Yudalit Shachris is Manu Shalak Arbin Pesach. And the reason it's possible is because it's a Pesach Bizmanu Shaloi L'shma, which is possible. So Rav Oishia said that you want to know the source of Ben Beseira's Shita. The side of his Shita is that he holds that if the Karban Pesach was brought Shachris Biyudalit L'shma, the Karban Pesach would be kosher. Meaning the Yisoid is because he holds that this man of the Karban Pesach wasn't just Bein Arbaim, but rather Kula Yoy Mezmanayu. Said Rav Oishia, if that's the case, why did Ben Beseira say that if you bring the Karban Pesach Shaloi L'Shmoi, B'Yudalit Shachris, it's possible Ki'ilu Nishchat Bein Arbaim. What's Ki'ilu Nishchat Bein Arbaim? Bein Arbaim is not any more of a Meyuchis than Shachris. The reason Bein Arbaim is possible because Pesach bizmanu shaloi l'shma is possible. If Shachris is manu shal Karban Pesach, just like Bein Arbaim is manu shal Karban Pesach, so mi nitla b'mi. Why are we being toila Shachris of Bein Arbaim? So Rabbi Yishuv bavarn that he said, "I did Amar Rabbi Yeshua ki'ilu." Being that Rabbi Yeshua used the word ki'ilu because Rabbi Yeshua was trying to say that the morning of Yud Dalit is like Yud Gimel. That makes sense. It's ki'ilu. You brought it on Yud Gimel. So he also said ki'ilu. But the Gemara asks, "Ihachi, if that's the case." If the Yisayit of the Machloikis, Rabbi Yeshua and Ben Beseira, is whether the Zman HaKrovas Karban Pesach is Dafko Bein Arbayim, as if he says Mashman the Pasuk, or Kula Yoyim Zmanayu, or really could bring the Karban Pesach the whole day, then it comes out this Machloikis right here has much broader implications. Meaning, we're discussing a Sif Katon in Zmanu Yishal Karban Pesach. Meaning, if Zman Yishal Karban Pesach is Bein Arbayim, then if you bring the Karban Pesach in the morning, Shaloi L'Shma, it's a Pesach Shaloi B'Zman Yishal L'Shma is going to be kosher. If Zman Yishal Karban Pesach is the entire day, Kuli Yom Zman Yishal, then if you bring a Karban Pesach, B'Shach L'Shaloi L'Shma, it's going to be possible. Because Pesach B'Zman Yishal L'Shma is possible. It's true. It's a very nice nafgamina between whether or not Zman Yishal Pesach is B'Shachris or not. But it's a bigger nafgamina. A much more simple nafgamina. A nafgamina that's not just negeya Mesech Tzvachim. A nafgamina that's negeya Mesech this psachim, and that is when exactly were you allowed to bring the Karban Pesach. It comes out the way Rabbi Yishuv is explaining the Machlokes Rabbi Yishuv and Ben Beseira. According to Rabbi Yishuv, you had to bring it dafka lacha chatzos. It had to be Bein Arbaim. According to Ben Beseira, it was allowed to be brought the whole day. So frank the Gemara, ihachi adam ifgali b'shaloi l'shmoi, lifgali b'lishmoi. So why are they arguing in a case where the Pesach was brought shaloi l'shmoi? It's a backwards way to introduce such an important Machlokes. Shouldn't the Machlokes have been more simple? When exactly is this man to bring the Karban Pesach? Not shaloi l'shmoi l'shmoi. Could you bring it in the morning or can you not bring it in the morning? So the Gemara says the Teretz. If the Lishma, had the Machlaikas been Lishma, Hava Amina, I would have thought, Avil B'Shalay Lishma, Maidi Rabbi Yeshua, the Ben B'Seir. Had the Machlaikas been very, had this been a Mishnah Masechtas Pesachim, Rabbi Yeshua says, when do you bring the carbon Pesach? Lacha Chatzlais. Ben B'Seir says, when do you bring the carbon Pesach the whole day? I would have thought that even according to Rabbi Yeshua, that the carbon Pesach was brought Dafka, Lacha Chatzlais, but maybe Rabbi Yeshua's Maida, that if the carbon Pesach was brought B'Shachris of Yevdalid, Shalay Lishma, that it's going to be possible. Why would it be possible? If it's not this man akrov, it's carbon Pesach, why would it be possible? Because being that part of the day that you're bringing the carbon Pesach will be roy, because Chatzos and An will be Zmanishal carbon Pesach. So maybe that's enough Zmanishal carbon Pesach to look at this as a Pesach bizmanoi, not as a Pesach shalei bizmanoi, kamash malon. Therefore, in Masech Tzvachim, we made it very, very clear that Rabbi Yeshua, that holds that this man of the Korban Pesach is Bein Arbayim, holds that a Pesach b'shachri shal yudalit is looked at as a Pesach shalei bizmanoi. You don't say this for it being that mikzas hayoyim bizmanoi, so maybe even the mikzas that's not zmanoi is looked at as if it's manoi. For mashmon, you don't say that for it. Either way, Rav Oshia said that the beer in the machloikis, Rabbi Shua and Ben Beseir, is not a zvachim machloikis, but rather it's a psachim machloikis. The machloikis says, what was the zman of the carbon Pesach? Pasuk says v'shachtu oisin kol kaladas yisrael bein arbayim. Rabbi Shua says bein arbayim means the afternoon. Ben Beseira argues, Ben Beseira says that even though it says bein arbayim kula yoyim zmanu, you were able to bring the carbon Pesach first thing in the morning, erev Pesach yud dalud nisa. Afreik the Gemara, how could Ben Beseira hold that? Vokse bein arbayim amarula b'ed Rabbi Loi bein shnei arovim. You know what bein arbayim means? It means bein erev le'erev. That's what it means. Between night and night. Between the previous night and the next night, meaning the entire day. So Bein Arbayim doesn't mean the afternoon, but rather Bein Arbayim means Bein Erev L'Erev. Fake the Gemara, if that's the case, Tomid Ichsebe Bein Arbayim, but the carbon Tomid, it says the Bein Arbayim. As a keves o'echa tasa ba'boiker, ves a keves ha'sheni tasa Bein Arbayim. There were two carbonoi sibur, the oilas ha'tomid, that were brought every single day in the Beis HaMikdash, financed by the Machzis HaShekel. One was brought in the morning, as a keves o'echa tasa ba'boiker, and the other one was brought in the afternoon. Vesakeves hasheni tasa bein arbayim. And how do we know that it was born in the afternoon? Because it says bein arbayim. In other words, the word bein arbayim means the afternoon. But the way Ben Beseir is learning the word bein arbayim with regards to Karban Pesach, that it doesn't mean the afternoon, but rather what it means is bein erev le'erev, between night and night, which essentially means the entire day. So the Chura, the carbon tomich of Bein Arbayim, should have been able to be brought the whole day. And we know that's not the case. So the Gemara says, Ben Beseira says it's true, but Hossam, the year where it says Bein Arbayim, we know it means the afternoon. Because Midrash says, Kefesa Echa Tasa Baboiker, Mechal de Bein Arbayim Mamish. I mean, you can't say that the second tomich also was able to be brought the whole day, because read the pasuk. One was brought in the morning, and the other one was brought the whole day. It's not mashma that way. It's more mashma if one was brought in the morning, the other one was brought in the afternoon. But the Gemara says mechatesi emachad ba'boiker v'duch kula yoyim. Maybe one was brought in the morning, the other one you're able to bring either in the morning or the afternoon. So the Gemara says the pasuk says esakevitz ha echad tasa ba'boiker echad ba'boiker v'loishnayim. Only one was able to be brought during the day. The second one wasn't able to be brought during the day. Senachanami, where it says bein arbayim by the carbon talmid, it means the afternoon. But when it says bein arbayim regards the carbon pesach, says Ben Beseira, what does Bein Arbayim mean? Bein Erev Le'erev. Sfeit the Gemara, Neiro is Tichsiv by the Menoira. So there too, the Pasuk says, Ubahawis Aharines HaNeiro is Bein Arbayim. When did Aharon light the menorah? When did the Kohen light the menorah? The Kohen Gadol, he did it Bein Arbayim. Hochanami the Kol Yoyim Akasha, you're going to tell me that too, Bein Arbayim, doesn't mean Dafka in the afternoon, Lacha Chatzos, but rather means the entire day. So the Gemara says, no, it doesn't mean that there either. Kushani Hosam Dechsiv Me'erev Ad Boiker, it says that in the context of lighting the menorah, V'tanya Me'erev Ad Boiker, Tein Lo Midasar Shtei Deilekes V'ilekes Me'erev Ad Boiker. You had to put enough oil, the Kohen did, when he lit the menorah, to make sure that it would light the entire night. Rashi brings what he brings in Parshas Tetzav and Chumash, that you had to have enough oil that in the longest nights of the year, the Lele Tevis, the oil would not extinguish in middle of the night. So that we learn from there the sheer of how much oil there had to be. But the Gemara holds that from that lashon of Me'erev Aboiker, it sounds a little bit like, when did the Kohen light the menorah? Samuch le'erev. Davar achar. Another thing we learn from Me'erev Ad Boiker is Ein lecha avoyde k'sher Me'erev Ad Boiker elozo. That the last avoyde that was done in the Beis HaMikdash was the Hadlokas HaMenorah. You couldn't do anything after the Hadlokas HaMenorah. What does that mean? If you couldn't do anything after the Hadlokas HaMenorah, then obviously the menorah is being brought in the afternoon. Because if Bein Arbaim, that it says by the menorah, means any time during the day, then you're still going to have to do avodas. For example, the carbon tomid shel Bein Arbaim was only brought in the afternoon. So you couldn't light the menorah in the morning. In other words, what the Gemara is saying is that it's true. It says Bein Arbaim by the menorah. And Ben Beseira holds Bein Arbaim has some flexibility, meaning it could mean L'acha Chatzos, the afternoon, or Bein Arbaim could also mean the entire day, May Erev L'Erev. By Carbon Pesach, Ben Beseira said, it means May Erev L'Erev. It means the entire day. When it, by the Carbon Tomich of Bein Arbaim, Ben Beseira said, there it means L'Acha Chatzos. By the Menorah, it means L'Acha Chatzos as well. And why by the Menorah does it mean L'Acha Chatzos? Because it says in the Torah, May Erev Ad Boiker, and there's two drushes Chazal from May Erev Ad Boiker. One is, light it samuch le'erev and make sure there's enough oil that it's going to light through the night. So you see that it was lit samuch le'erev. Additionally, ein lucha avoyde ksherim me'erev avoyde. You couldn't do a malacha after. You couldn't do any avoydes in the base of Mikdash after the lachas hamanerah. So obviously it was done towards the end of the day. But the Gemara asks another kasha. K'toiris t'chsev v'bein arbayim. By the K'toiris it also says v'ein arbayim. Hachi nami d'kuli yeim kasha. Should it be kasha there as well? So the Gemara says shani K'toiris the iskish l'neiris. K'toiris is different because the pasuk says clearly u'bahalis aharin es haneiris v'ein arbayim yaktirenu K'toiris tamid l'fnei Hashem l'derisecha. The Torah says that when was the Ketairah sport? It was the same time that the menorah was lit. Again, the two coincided. They both were brought at the same time. And being that we just said that when it says Bein Arbaim by the menorah, it doesn't mean Bein Erev L'Erev, but rather it means Samuch L'Erev. It means Daf D'Lacha Chatzos. So too, when it says Bein Arbaim, with regards to the Ketairahs, it's going to be the same way. Either way, Freik de Gemara. So he's saying like this, that when it says Bein Arbaim in the Torah, it can be one of two things according to Ben Beseir. It can mean L'Acha Chatzos, or it can mean Bein Erev L'Erev. By Korban Pesach, it means Bein Erev L'Erev. And that's why Ben Beseir holds that the Korban Pesach was able to be brought not only in the afternoon, despite the fact that it says V'shach to Oisek Kol Kal Adas Yisrael Bein Arbaim, even B'Shachris it was able to. And that's you say to Ben Beseir's Shita in our Mishnah, says Rabbi Yeshia, why a carbon Pesach that was brought in the morning of Yudalit Shalei L'Shma is going to be possible? Because it's a Pesach B'zmanah, Shalei L'Shma is going to be puffed. Stating that, when it says Bein Arbaim by the Tomach of Bein Arbaim, when it says Bein Arbaim by the Adlokis HaMeneir, when it says Bein Arbaim by the Keteris, those three times, Bein Arbaim means the afternoon, literally. Freik de Gemara, Hasam Nami, you're telling me that the Bein Arbaims that it says by the Tomach of Bein Arbaim and by the Meneirah and the Keteris, despite the fact Bein Arbaim could mean Minerva L'Erev, but being that there's other Sibois in Psukim, as a kevesa echad tasa babaker, only one babaker, not the other one. By the menorah it says may erev ad baker l'chura. I have a limud in the parsha of Korban Pesach as well, because the pasuk says shom tizbach es ha pesach bo erev. So shouldn't bo erev say that it's mashma samuch l'erev, just like me'erev ad boiker that it said by the menorah we said is mashma samuch l'erev, despite the fact that it says bein arbayim. So maybe when it says shom tizbach es ha-pesach bo'erev, with regards to the carbon pesach, that should be a gilui that the bein arbayim that it says by the carbon pesach means l'achar katzos as well. So the Gemara says, now that teaches me something else. Ahu li'ucha dover hu dasa. That's coming to tell me that in the event that the carbon pesach was brought in the afternoon, then you should bring it Samuch le'erev. It should be the last thing that's going to be brought. The Tanya, as it was taught in a brayso, Yuchar Dava Shenema Bei Be'erev Beinu Arbayim LeDava Shalei Nemer Bei Elo Beinu Arbayim Bilvad. That the Korban Pesach that says in the Torah should be brought Beinu Arbayim, but it also says Ba'erev Sham Tizbach Asapesa Ba'erev was brought after the Tumid Shal Beinu Arbayim, where the Torah only uses the words Beinu Arbayim, but it doesn't use the word Ba'erev. And Emes says this halach is a very big chiddush. The reason is because there's a well-known klal in Kachin, and that is that the last korban that was brought every single day in the Beis HaMikdash was the Tumid Shal Beinu Arbayim. So we just said the last avoida that was done was the Adlokas HaMenorah. Ein lecha avoida ksheira me'erev ad boiker elazu. But the last carbon that was brought in terms of Shechita, Kabbalah, Hoylocha, and Zrika was the Tomid Shal Bein Arbayim. Gemara says, Oleo Hashlim Kolar Karbonis. That was the last carbon that was brought. There was an exception to the rule, and that was on Erev Pesach. The Yidden used to bring the carbon Pesach after the Tomid Shal Bein Arbayim was already brought. The Gemara says, Mtsachim Non Tesam and Aleph. The reason is because the Asay of Karbon Pesach is Doicha the Asay of Oleo Hashlim Kolar Karbonis. How could it Or why should it? Because I say if Pesach is I say if Karis, Aleh Hashem Kol Karbonos is not Karis, Yoveh I say the Karis for Yitcha I say that doesn't involve any Karis. But the bottom line is that's the halacha. The halacha is that the Karban Pesach was where. How do I know that? I've learned out from this halacha. Shom Tizbech Asa Pesach Ba'erev Yuuchar Davar Shenemah Boy Ba'erev U Bein Arbayim L'Davar Shleim Nemah Boy Elo Bein Arbayim B'Vad. So the Gemara says it comes out an interesting thing. According to Ben Beseiro, when it says Bein Arbayim at the Karban Pesach, it means Ma'erev L'Erev. You can bring it the entire day. But at the same time, if you bring it in the afternoon, it should be the last thing you do. It's a funny thing. So I could do it first thing in the morning. It could be 5 hours before the Talmud Shel Bein Arbayim. But in the event that I'm bringing it, La'acha Chatzois, at the same time that I could bring the Talmud Shel Bein Arbayim, Yu'uchar Dover. Make sure you bring the Talmud Shel Bein Arbayim first. So the Gemara says, if you would bring it first thing in the morning, it'd be okay. But V'chimati Bein Arbayim, but now you tell me once if it comes afternoon, no, Yu'uchar Dover. So the Gemara says, in this precedence for this, Rabbi Yechanan said, Halacha Mispal Shel Mincha, V'achakach Mispal Shel Musafe. A tremendous tushta. We know that Musaf, you can daven together with Shachris. Right, Shachris Musaf. That's how you daven. Rosh Chodesh Shachris Musaf. Every Shabbos, it's Shachris Musaf. Musaf you could daven. First thing, stating that, let's even daven Musaf in the morning. This is Halacha Pesuk in Shulchan Aruch, and you're davening Musaf in the afternoon, and it's already this man of Mincha. It's already Mincha Gedoyla, certainly Mincha Ktana. So at that point, the Halacha is you have to daven Mincha before you daven Musaf, because Mincha is Tadr, and Musaf is Einay Tadr, and Tadr is Einay Tadr, Tadr Kaidim. So it's an interesting thing. Had I daven Musaf in the morning, I could have daven Musaf 7 hours before I daven Mincha. But once it's already this man of Mincha, so now I have to make sure that I daven Mincha first. So time is the Gemara, it was the same exact thing. You could have brought the carbon Pesach first thing in the morning, according to Ben Beseir. Because Beiner Abayim means May Erev La Erev Kuliyam Ismanehu. But at the same time, once already it's this man of Beiner Abayim, now there's different Cheshbainis. Now already there's a halach of Yu'ucha Dover. First you bring the Talmud Shel Beiner Abayim, and only afterwards do you bring the, and only afterwards do you bring the carbon Pesach. But what comes out, Lamaisa then, is that Rav Oshia is saying that when Beseira said in the Mishnah that a carbon Pesach that was brought the Yud Dalet Nisan B'Shachris, not Lacha Chatzos, B'Shachris, with a Machshav Shloi L'Shmoi, it's possible. It's simply because Ben Beseira holds that Kulu Yoy Mizmanehu. And even though it says Bein Arbayim, what it means is Bein Erev LeErev. As a result, it's a Pesach Bizmanoi, Pesach Bizmanoi Shloi L'Shmoi, that's the first Mishnah Mesach Tezvachim, is possible. And that's why it's going to be possible. Freik the Gemara, Tzvei kashas. Number one, Ubein Arbayim Dechsiv Gabi Ketores V'Neirois Lomeli. Why the Torah have to say that the Ketores and the Menorah should be Bein Arbayim? Meaning, Bein Arbayim, according to Ben Beseira, really could mean Main Erev La'Erev. It can mean the whole day, like it means Erev Pesach, or it can mean Lacha Chatzos. The Torah had to anyways tell me May Erev Ad Boiker to teach me that by the Menorah and Ketores, which is Iskish L'Menorah, it really means La'acha Chatzos. Once the Torah is telling me May Erev Ad Boiker, I don't need Bein Arbayim. So Rav Oishi is Cheshbin in his sugya, the Gemara that we just learned, why does it even say Bein Arbayim by Ketores L'Menorah? What's it teaching me? It's not teaching me anything. It's a very ambiguous term, Bein Arbayim. And the emes is, I know that it doesn't mean May Erev La'Erev, which is the way Ben Beseira would like to teach it, because it says May Erev Ad Boiker, and from there there's a gilui that it means Samuch La'erev. It means La'acha Chatzos. Then why the Torah Bein Arbayim? That's the first kasha. The zweite kasha is va'oid heishiv Rabbi Tachas Ben Beseira. Did Rabbi Yeshua from a brisa? Rabbi was saying pshat in Ben Beseira, and he asked the kasha in Rabbi Yeshua. He said as follows: What you remember Rabbi Shlosser? Rabbi Yeshua said that if somebody brings the carbon Pesach shachris biyudalid shaloi l'shma, it's kasha. It's keilu hikr biyud gimel. So Rabbi tells Rabbi Yeshua, how do you compare Yud Dalet in the morning to Yud Gimel? Yud Gimel, the entire day is Shaloi Bezmanoi. Maybe that's why a Pesach that's brought by Yud Gimel Shaloi Lishmoi is going to be Kosh. Toimer Bar Ba'asar? Is that a Tzushtal Tar Ba'asar? Even B'Shachris? Where the second part of the day is going to be Roy? What do you see from there? If Ben Beseira holds that the entire Yudalid is really this man of the carbon Pesach, so Rebbe, who's fa'enferring for Ben Beseira, why is he telling Rebbe Yeshua that how could you tell me Yudalid Shachris is like Yud Gimel? L'chura, Yudalid Shachris is different. Why is it different? Because Miktsasa is Roy. In Ben Beseira's world, it's not just Miktsasa Roy. The entire Kulei Roy. So he should have said much better. So from the way Rebbe's maintaining and advocating on behalf of Ben Becerra. It's mashed, but the Ben Becerra does not hold that the entire day is this man of carbon Pesach. Elam Rabbi Yechanan. So Rabbi Yechanan said a second mahalach in the sugya. Poisel hoye Ben Becerra be Pesach sheshach debar ba'osah shachris. Really, Ben Becerra held that Yudalud b'shachris is not this man of the carbon Pesach. If so, why does Ben Becerra hold that a Pesach that's brought b'shachris shaloy l'shmoy is puzzle? L'chur, it's a Pesach shaloy b'zmana, and Pesach shaloy b'zmana shaloy l'shmoy is kosher. You have to say this svara that the Gemara keeps on saying. Hayul miktasay roy, being that today, the latter part of the day, is going to be Zmanah Shal HaKarban Pesach. In the morning, we look at it already as a Pesach Bzmanah. With regards to what? Not with regards to, you can go bring the Karban Pesach. You can't bring the Karban Pesach. But with regards to the Halach of Shaloy Lashma, it's a Pesach Bzmanah Shaloy Lashma. And Pesach Bzmanah Shaloy Lashma is going to be possible. In other words, what comes out, says Rabbi Yochanan, that Poysul Hoya Ben Beseira, Be Pesach Sheshachte Barbasa Shachris, Bein Lashmai, Bein Shaloy Lashmai. Shaloi Lishmai is going to be possible because it's not Zmanah Shal HaKarban Pesach. And Shaloi Lishmai is going to be possible because with regards to the Halach of Shaloi Lishmai, we look at it as a Pesach Bizmanoi. Says the Gemara, Megadif Bar Rabavo. Megadif is a pretty strong lashon. Megadif Bar Rabavo. Rabavo told Rabbi Yochanan, Imkein, Pesach Kosher Leben Besero, Heichi Mishkach Asla. Rabavo said that according to you, Rabbi Yochanan, who argues with Rabbi Yeshia, he holds the Yisrael of Ben Besero is not that Ben Besero holds you can bring the carbon Pesach, Shachris Bin. Nobody holds it could bring the carbon Pesach Shachris Yudalot. Everything we learned till now in Rabbi Yechanan's world is not true. When it says Bein Arbayim, it means Lacha Chatzois. If it means Lacha Chatzois, the Torah says V'shach Tois Kol Kaladas Yisrael Bein Arbayim. That's the only time you can bring the carbon Pesach. We don't have to be madchik why Bein Arbayim by the Talmud Shal Bein Arbayim means Lacha Chatzois and why it means it by the Torahs and the Menorah. Bein Arbayim is Bein Arbayim. It means Lacha Chatzois. Forget everything we just said. It's not relevant in the world of Rabbi Yechanan. Why then, according to Ben Beseira, is it possible? If you had a machshav of shaloi lishma, if it's shaloi bezmani, how you miktasei roi? A new svar. The problem is, says Rabbi Vo, is the halach in kachin, and it's the first time we're going to be introduced to this, of dachli. Dachli means that once a carbon becomes possible, even if later something changes, so that now it's kosher, the halach is, once it was nitche, it's nitche. It takes on a life of its own. It's called the psul dachli. An example that the Gemara is going to give on Amid Beis is we've had this a few times recently, a mummer can't bring a carbon. So what happens if somebody was mafrish a carbon and then he became a mummer? So when he's a mummer, zevach rasham tayev, and now he has no ability to bring a carbon. And then later he did tshuva, he was a chayzer b'tshuva. So that carbon, it's done. And the reason this person can't be makriv the carbon is not because he's a mummer, he's not a mummer anymore. It's because there's a new psul, it's called dachli. Now why was it dachli? Okay, so you want to know the history? It was dachli because he was a mummer. It could be dachli for 9 reasons. It doesn't matter. Dachli is a psul bifnei atzmai. Once something is nitcha, it's automatically nitcha. So Rabbi Vo said, I have a little bit of an issue over here. How exactly you mafresh the carbon Pesach? I don't get it. Why? If the person, the yid, back in the day, who's bringing a carbon Pesach like he's supposed to be so excited, he's pumped, he goes up to Yerushalayim, he's about to bring a carbon Pesach, and in the morning, he burns his chametz, and then right afterwards, he's mafresh his carbon Pesach. That's not a good carbon, because dachli meikariyu. This second, could you bring this animal as a carbon? No, monafshach. If you bring it l'shem Pesach, avad it's possible. Pesach shaloi bezmanoi l'shmoi is possible. And even if you bring it l'shem shlomim, it's going to be possible according to Ben Seder, because a Pesach biyudalit shachris shaloi l'shmoi is also possible. And if he was mafreshed on Yud Gimel, it's also a problem because Nerva Nitcha. Senechanami, on Yud Gimel, when he was mafreshed the Karba Pesach, it was kosher. How would it be kosher if you brought it as a shlomim? It would be a Pesach, Shaloi Bezmani, Shaloi Lishma, it's kosher. But as soon as Yud Dalit in the morning comes around, now it's already dach. Because for this, Yud Dalit in the morning, for these 6 hours, you have no way of bringing this carbon. Except you have no way of bringing this carbon. So right now it's Nitcha. And once something is Nitcha, even if it was ra'i previously, it's still considered dachoi. So how exactly are you going to bring the carbon? Alam rabavo, teilach chatzois. You have to say the only way the Yidden were mafresh, practically, this was very negaya. In Ben Becerra's world, the way Rabbi Yechanan explained it, the only time it was shayach to be mafresh a carbon Pesach, you had to bring the lachatzois. Because there was this Bermuda Triangle. There was these 6 hours where it got lost. They had nothing to do with it. You couldn't do it. It was not royal a carbon Pesach. It wasn't royal for shari. It didn't have a din of a shlomim. Because even though it's Shaloi Bezmana, but it's a case of Shaloi Bezmana, which is going to be possible, there was no way to bring the carbon. If there was no way to bring this carbon, yeah, you would have a problem of Dachli. Once you have a problem of Dachli, you have no Eitzah, but to do it a little. Abayam, Abayam said, Afilu Teimim Mitzafer. No, really, it could have been Mafreshin in the morning. How could you be Mafreshin in the morning? It's not Zmanoi. So if it's not Zmanoi, it's Dachli. Ey, Mechus Zmanoi Bebayayim. Being that it's just a matter of hours before it's going to be Roy Lakrova, so it's not considered Mechus's man to create a psul dachr. Papa, Mafilu Teimim Yorta, you want to go down this road, you could have done it even the night before. Laila in Mechus's man. Laila is also not considered Mechus's man as it relates to these halachs. Tani Rabbi Shmuel, there's precedence for that. Leil Shmini Nichlas Adir Liz Aser. The halach is that Maisa Behema was a carbon, right? We know that now. Maisa Behema was a carbon. Being that it was a carbon, and a carbon we know has to be 8 days old. An animal had to be 8 days old in order for it to be roy for carbon. Before it's 8 days old, it's mechusas man. So fin dart and lein tzacha halacha, that just like the asiri, the maisa behema couldn't be less than 8 days old, you couldn't even put it into the deer. You couldn't even put it into the deer where it's going to go tachas hashevet before it was already 8 days old. Stating that, leil shmini, the night before the eighth day, meaning 7 days, and now that night, the eighth night, even though right now it's not Roy Lakrova, because it's not B'yoy Mashmini V'holi Yeirotze yet, but at the same time it was already Nichnas Lader. It's not looked at as a Mechusas Man with regards to this halacha, that an animal that's less than 8 days old can enter the deer. What's the makar to that? Ukidereb Apturiki. Dereb Apturiki Rami. Ksiv, it says, V'yoy Sheves Yom Tachasimoy. It says, an animal for 7 days should be Tachasimoy. You can't use it as a carbon. Holai L'chazi. Sounds like 7 days, but the eighth night it's okay. V'ksiv, and the pasuk says, V'yoy Mashmini V'holi Yeirotze. It's from the eighth day on that it's Yeratza. Halayla loichazi. Okay, so which one is it? What's the din of the eighth night? Layla l'kedusha v'yayim laharza. You can use it as a carbon at night. You can bring carbonus at night anyways. But l'kedusha, it has already kedusha on the leil shmini. So an animal has, you can be makdish an animal b'leil shmini. There's no chsarna being makdish an animal that's mechus hazman. It's nichnas l'dir b'leil shmini. You don't have this halacha that you can't be machnas an animal that's mechus hazman into the deer with regards to the halacha of ma'isa behema. So too, if you're mafrish an animal, says the Gemara, that's mechus hazman. But the mechus hazman is, it's the night before it's going to be roy, even though it's not even going to be roy until Bein Rabbayim, it's not an issue of Dachoy. Therefore, Tainas the Gemara, even in Ben Beseir's world, you didn't have to be Mafresh the Karban Pesach Dafko Bein Rabbayim. You could have been Mafresh it in the morning, and based on this Chiddush from Rav Apturiki, you could have been Mafresh it even on the eighth night. Now, this whole discussion that we just had, that according to Ben Beseir, the way Rabbi Yechon explains it, how exactly was it possible to ever be Mafresh the Karban Pesach? What was the issue? That L'chura, you have this 6 hours, Yud Dalet, Erev Pesach, Beshachris, where the carbon that you're about to be mafresh is not going to be Roy Lakro. You can't bring it as a carbon Pesach, it's not the Zman of the carbon Pesach, according to Rabbi Yochanan. And you can't bring it Shloi Lishma either, because Ben Beseirah says, if it be brought Shloi Lishma, it'd be possible. So you can't be makrivit. If you can't be makrivit, if you're mafresh it right now, you're being mafresh a carbon that's not Roy Lakrova. It's going to be dochoy. It's a very big problem. Once it's dochoy, you can never use it. So when are you going to be mafresh it? You're going to be mafresh it the day before. It's a nirvidit. You're going to be mafresh it now in the morning. It's going to be dochoy. So the Gemara said, three terutzim. Either you're mafresh alacha chatzais, or there's no issue of mechus hazman, and even Laila is not mechus hazman. But this is all predicated on there being a dachoy issue. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Zeh, the Rabbi Vol, Lema Kusav, Rabbi Yechon, Bali Chaim Nitchen. Rabbi Vol was megadif. He was very, very bothered with Rabbi Yechon and said, he must have been bothered with Rabbi Yechon because he must have had information that the halach of dachoy applies even to a live animal. Meaning, they'd be mocking to say that the only time there's a psul dachoy is once the animal was shachot. Sahalzich by hakrova. You have the dam something happened to, or something happened to the carbon after the shechita, where it's oymed lahakrova. There you could hear, if something happens to it, and it's nitcha, now you have a psul dachi. It's gone forever. It's excommunicated. But if the animal's still alive, it's not oymed lahakrova yet, it's not there yet. Granted, you are makdish it, but it's koydim shchita. Maybe you don't have the halacha of dachui, and that would be an easy answer here. Why can't I be mafresh the carbon in the morning? What do you worry? I'm being mafresh it, you're dalit shachris, but I can't be makrivit. So what? That doesn't mean there's a psul dachui. It's a bal chai. Must be Rabbi Vo had information about Rabbi Yechanan. The Rabbi Yechanan is of the opinion of bal chai nitchen. So Mara says, I'm like, the Amr Rabbi Yechanan. So before Rabbi Yechanan, Rabbi Yechanan said, behema shel shnei shutfin. If there was behema that was owned by two shutfin, Reuven and Shimon owned the animal b'shutfis. So Reuven owns 50% of the animal. Shimon owns 50% of the animal. Hikdish chetzio. Reuven was makdish his half. And then he bought out his partner. And he was makdish Shimon's chelik, the other half. And now the entire animal is kaddish. Kedusha ve'ina krevet. Halach is, it's kaddish, because both halves became hektish. But you can't be makrevet. Ve'oise tmura. You could do tmura on such an animal. U'tmurasa kayoitzeba. And the tmura is going to have the same din as the animal. Just like the animal, you can't be makrev. You won't be able to be makrev the tmura either. Says the Gemara, shmami not klas. You see three things from this, Rabbi Yechanan. The first thing you see is shmami not balichayim nitchem. You see that there's a psul dachoy, even by a balchay. How? Because what's the reason that this animal is kedusha v'ena krev? Why can't you be makrev it? Both halves are kaddish now. There was an animal that was owned by two shutfim. One shutif was makdish his chelik, and then he bought out his shutif. Then he was makdish the other chelik. So right now the whole thing is kaddish. So why can't you be makrev? If it was an oilet, make it an oilet. If it was a shlomo, make it a shlomo. Why can't you be makdish it? You know what the answer must be? Because when the first half became kaddish, it wasn't roi lakrava. You can't be makrev an animal that's chatzi kaddish. Once it was in a roi lakrava, it was dachoy. Once it's dacha, you can't be makriv it anymore. But it was a bal chai at that time. So you see from there, shmamina, bali chayim nitchen. Vishmamina, another thing you see is dacha meikara have a dacha. There's a svar in shas that maybe the only time you say the psul dacha is once it was roi lakrava. If it was roi lakrava, then it became nitcha, then you say dacha. It has to be a niriv nitcha. If something's dacha meikara, there's a thought that maybe you don't say the halach of dacha. This is dacha meikara. The second it became hektish, it was already dacha. So you see that that's also an issue. And you also say yeshdichoy bedamin. Because when someone's makdish, half an animal, it's not kaddish kedushas aguf. The only time something has kedushas aguf is if you physically could be makrev it, being that it wasn't possible to be makrev this animal because it was only chatzi kaddish. So the kedusha must have been what's called kedushas damim, not for this morning. And you see that even for kedushas damim, there's halach of licha. But the bottom line is, you see what was the first of the shema minot klas, bali chayim nitchen, and who said it, Rabbi Yochanan. So Rabbi Avoh knew Rabbi Yochanan held bali chayim nitchen. That's why he asked you, Rabbi Yochanan, the way you were mazver ben besera, how you be mafresh this carbon pesach, and that was the gemara's text. Amar ulam Rabbi Yochanan on the topic of Dachoy, ochal chelev, somebody ate chelev, vehifrish carbon, and he was mafrish a carbon chatos, vehemir das, and then he became a mummer, vechazaboy, and then he did shuvos, he had a long day. He ate chelev, he was mafrish a carbon, he became a mummer, and then afterwards he did shuvah in an hour. Hayo venitcha yitcha, so the halacha is that being that when he was a mummer, he couldn't bring the carbon, even though now he was a chayza b'tshuva. Once it was nitcha, it's nitcha. It manami is similar. I'm Rabbi Yermia, I'm Rabbi Avoh, I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Also attributed to Rabbi Yochanan. Och al chelev v'fish carbon. If somebody ate a chelev and he was mafish a carbon, v'nishtata, and then he became a shoita, v'chaza v'nishtafa, and then he became healthy again. Hayo v'nitcha yitcha, same thing. Because a shoita can't bring a carbon, so if he was a shoita in the interim basis, it's done. There's no way to bring this carbon. V'tzrichi, the Gemara says you need both of these halachas. Essentially, aren't we saying the same thing? What's the difference if you became a mummer? Or he became a shaita. Same concept. Once hayu v'nitcha yitcha, the Gemara says no. Because yes, when you said you only had the first halacha, I would have thought Mishum who dachi v'dam shev yedai. Had I only had the halacha by mummer, I would think the only time you say this halacha of dachi is when the person did something to himself. The person that became a mummer, he's a baal bechira. He decided not to be boicher b'toiv. He was boicher b'ra. Point is, he did it. Aval hacha, but the person that became a shaita, the memele itchi, it happened on its own. Kiyoshim dami. Maybe we should look at him as if he's sleeping. Point is, maybe don't look at it as dachis. I need to know that even someone that becomes a shaita triggers the halacha of dachim. Yes, and I only had the halacha of shaita mishum de'im yodi lachza. I would think that maybe there he's considered a dachim, because even though it happened in Mamela, but he's stuck. He has, there's nothing he can do technically to get him out of his predicament. Aval hacha, but the person that becomes a mummer, the yesh biyodi lachza, he has a kayach, he could always do tshuva. Maybe you don't have the halacha of dachim. That's why we need it in both cases. Boy, Rabbi Yirmiya, a little bit of hirius. Achal chelev v'fish carbon. If somebody ate chelev, he was mafish a carbon. And then Bezdin paskind that chelev is mutter. And then Bezdin was chayzer from the psak. Now, what's the halacha? Mi havi dachoy? Oilai. Havi dachoy. Now, if you take a look at Rashi, for those that put the koiches into hirius, you're going to enjoy this Rashi. But it's beyond the scope of what we're going to do now. The more pashup shot in this Gemara is, what happened was, this Yid was mafish a carbon chatos because he ate chelev b'shoigig. And then Bezdin paskin, shigig asayra, that you're allowed to eat chelev. It's okay to eat chelev. The Gemara's timing that at this point, maybe this carbon is dachoy. Because if this Yid comes to the Beis HaMikdash right now, and he tells Bezdin, or he tells the Kohanim, I want to bring a carbon. Why do you want to bring a carbon? Because I ate chelev b'shoigig. Oh, chelev b'shoigig is mutter. You didn't see the Pashkevil, and there was a Kol Kairo. It's in our latest journal. It's okay. You're allowed to eat chelev. It's fine. They're not going to be makrev it. Then they were chayzer. So do you say that being that there was a tkufa where they wouldn't have the makavit, that's enough to say dachui? Or is it not enough to say dachui? That was the shayla. Amalei who saba said there was an altayid who said, ki posach Rabbi Yochanan bitchuyim. I heard shir from Rabbi Yochanan on dachuis. Everybody was quiet. What did Rabbi Yochanan say? In the first shir he said, meho posach. He started with this example and he held that this is a klet. This is not just dachui. It's dachui 101. He literally started from here, my time, and he held it was a better case of dachui than the previous case. We're getting into this. Awesome over there, gavri itchi. Because in the first two cases, what happened? The gavra, something. He became a shoita, he became a mummer, but it was all in the gavra. But carbon, nothing happened to the carbon. Hacha carbon nami itchi. This is more a chalos in the carbon. The issue is the carbon we're not going to bring. There's something that affects the carbon directly, either way. So not only is this considered dachoy, but it's actually considered a classic case of dachoy. Exhale. So a few horrors. Number one. So we've been discussing the halacha of a carbon pesach, and what exactly this man of bringing the carbon pesach is. The pasuk says, v'shachtu oisei kol kaladas Yisrael, bein ha'arbayim, which pashit, you translate as meaning la'achar chatzos, that the carbon pesach was supposed to be brought la'achar chatzos, stating that Ben Besera, Aliba de Rab Oishia, had a mechudish tigger pshat in what exactly the definition of Bein Arbayim is. Bein Arbayim may mean may erev la'erev. Really, you have the entire day to bring it. Emma says, if Bein Arbayim doesn't mean may erev la'erev, what exactly does Bein Arbayim mean? Meaning, what's the literal taich of the word Bein Arbayim? So if you take a look at the Rishonim in Parshas Boy, Eben Ezra says, Mila Kosha. It's a very difficult word. It's not an easy word to translate. Rashi says, Apshat, I am Rishonim Ba'arichos. But the bottom line is that we know that the definition of Bein Arbayim means it doesn't mean what Rav Oshia suggested of Ben Besera, that it means Bein Erev L'Erev. So what was the carbon Pesach brought? It was brought Erev Pesach. It was brought La'achar Chatzos. I saw an interesting Ha'ara in the Mikroi Kodesh from Rav Hersh Pesach Frank. He asks that we know there's an idea of Neshama Parim Sfaseinu. So on Rish Chodesh, for example, we lay, take out a Sefer Torah, and we learn from the Torah. What do we learn? We learn the Parsha of Rosh Chodesh. What's the reason? Because at the time of the Beis HaMikdash, the Yidden used to bring a Karbon Musaf on Rosh Chodesh. So, Uneshalm Uparim Sfaseinu, there's a Din Kriyas HaTorah on Rosh Chodesh. What are we reading? Not the Parsha of HaShavua. We're reading the Parsha of Rosh Chodesh. On Yom Tif, we read the Musafim of the respective Yom Tif. That's something that we do to commemorate on some level this idea that once upon a time, on this day, a Karban Pesach was brought. So Reb Tzvi Pesach and Mekroi Kodesh brings a kasha from Reb Shloime Vilna. That Reb Shloime Mivilna asked, so why is it that on Erev Pesach, we don't take out a Sefer Torah, maybe Ben Arbayim, maybe do it by Mincha, but take out a Sefer Torah, you should read the Parsha of Karban Pesach. As I break the kasha. So he says a very lumbish teretz. It's something that we'll get to him, Yetzir Shem, in the next few weeks. It gets into the lumbus of Karban Pesach, but it's a little premature for where we're holding right now. But says Reb Tzvi Pesach, I think the teretz is more pashut, because the only time the Chachamim made a takana of Neshama Parim Sfaseinu is on a yontif. So that on yontif, there's a din kriyas haTorah, and you read something about yontif and about the karbanis that were brought on that yontif. Rish Chodesh Chazal say was called yontif as well. Erev Pesach is not yontif. And being that it's not yontif, you don't have a mechayef for kriyas haTorah. You don't just read from the Sefer Torah. You read on Shabbos. You read on Yontif. Rish Chodesh is called Yontif, so maybe you can say, Vahivin Soya Aron, go Psicha, take out the Sefer Torah, Hagbagli. You could do that. That's something you could do because it's a Yontif. But it has to be Yontif in order to read from the Sefer Torah. Erev Pesach is Nish Yontif. And the Yais Erev Pesach is Nish Yontif says, Rav Tzvi Pesach, I think it's Pashit that that's the reason. And if it was a Yontif, there's no question Musaf would be you'd read the parish of the Karpa Pesach. But it's not Yontif. And if it's not Yontif, there's no din. You can't on a Tuesday just pull out the Sefer Torah. Ezra was Mesachin Chain of the Chamishi. But it's only what the Chabu was Mesachin. Whatever we don't have a takana for, we're not going to just go because of a nice idea of Uneshal Meparim, pull out a Sefer Torah, and now all of a sudden start reading for it. Gishmak. But the emes is, it's not so posh. I'll tell you one nice marumakim. And that is, if you go through the Ramah in Hilchas Avelos, in Simon Shin Tzadik Tes, says that we know that Yontif has a tremendous impact on Dinei Avelos. So it says the Ramah that as it relates to Pesach, Erev Pesach, Mutter Bekol Acher Chatzos. Dahinu Mizman Shchitas HaPesach Ve'elach. From the time that they used to shech the Karban Pesach, at that time, all the halachas that are negeya avelus beyontif kikin, meaning usually yontif starts when yontif starts. Erev sukkis, erev shvuas, when it's yontif shkia, it says Rabbeinu Tam, that's when yontif starts. That's when the dini avelus of yontif kikin. But says the Rama that when it comes to Pesach, it's different. Pesach, the dinim of yontif start erev Pesach, when? Says the Vilna Gaon, b'lashoni azov. You know what the beer is? The beer is as follows. If you open up the Parsha of Mayadim and Parsha's Emor, anyone who's ever made Kiddush on Yontif knows what's pasuk. What's the next pasuk? B'chodesh harishon, b'arba osor l'chodesh, b'ein arbayim, Pesach l'Hashem, u'b'chamisha osay yom chag ha-matzos, v'chulu v'chulu. The first pasuk that's mentioned, says the Vilna Gaon, in the Parsha of Mayadim, is b'chodesh harishon. This is a Chakava Maramachim. I heard this 25 years ago. But Pesach Hashem is when Barba also Chodesh Bein Arbayim. Says the Bumagoyim Bulashoyne Hazel. You're listening? Be'erev Pesach. Nira. The Choshev Kamoy Moyed. The Kroch Choshvei Betoycha Moyadim. That's the Goyim. I'll call upon him. So says the Bumagoyim. You want to know why the laws of Avelis on Yontif are Negei ready from Erev Pesach? Because Erev Pesach is mentioned in Eilam Moyad Hashem. The Churit should have started with Chamish also Yom. What's not Erev Pesach Aher? Erev Pesach is as Manavos, Korban. That's in Parshas. It's mentioned in Parshas Boy. Why is it mentioned in Parshas Emor? Elamayit Samayit. So it is a Mayit. If it's a Mayit, then maybe we should say Vayim and Sayar and take out the Sefer Torah and read from the Sefer Torah. That's just a little bit of an aura. Another thing that we saw here in the Sugya is that the Hadlokas HaMenorah was Bein Arbayim. The Ketoros was brought Bein Arbayim. And the Lokas HaMenorah and the Ketoros were brought at the same time. The Pasuk says, Ubahalis Aharines Aneiros Bein Arbayim Yaktirena Ketoros Tomid Lefnei Hashem V'doiro Seichem. We all know the Rashi in Parshas Bahaloischa. The Pasuk says, after Hashem was mitzav Aharon b'aloisches aneiros, etc., etc. Vayaskein Aharon, says the pasuk, el mul pnei amenoyre helo neiros ser kashatziva Hashem es Moshe. Zok the Hilgir Rashi, vayaskein Aharon lahagid shvoche shal Aharon shaloshino. And kame kumus in mishtaber. Everybody's bothered. Lahagid shvoche shal Aharon shaloshino. What's the shvach that Aharon wasn't mishana? And what was the havamina that Aharon would have been mishana? You know, it's Yidua that the Satmarov, the Divrei Yoel was Masped Rabbanan Kotler. And when he was Masped Rabbanan Kotler, this was his hesped. He said, L'hagid shvachis al Aharon shaloshino, that Aharon, referring to Aharon Kotler, came from Kletzk to the United States, and it was Loishina at Nishke Bitten. He brought Kletzk to America, and he wasn't willing to compromise. He was going to bring Torah the way it was once upon a time. This was his famous hesped. L'hagid shvachis al Aharon shaloshino. But it's a Pella de Gerashi. What's the hand of me? Why would you have thought that Aharon Kain would have been Mishana? Says the Chassam Sofer, a Dover Nifla. If you go through the Chassam Sofer in his farm, he has 15 pshatim in this Rashi. But he says one thing that's not Shaykh. He says, because we know that the Ketoros and the Menorah were both done at the same time. The Ketoros was a school of Ashiras. Chadoshim Libikarim. That's why no Kohen was able to be makted the Ketoros twice, because give other people an opportunity to have Parnusa. So it's for that reason, right? But the Ketoros was a school of Ashiras. That's why Sandikoyis, that's Kemak the Ketoros. You don't give a Sandik to same Sandik to two of your children, again, because it's a school of Ashiras. So Ketoros was a school of Ashiras. The Menorah was a school to have good children. Harogul Bener, having them banim Talmidei Chachamim. So says the Chassam Sofer, the two things happened at the same time. At the same time that the Hadlokas HaNeiros took place, the Haktaris Haktaris took place. That means every time Aharon went to light the menorah, he was doing it at the expense. It came with an invoice. The expense was he's not being mocked to the Haktaris. And if he's not being mocked to the Haktaris, he's giving up on the Ashiras, says the Chassam Sofer. You would have thought that, you know what, maybe one time Aharon should have said, listen, you know, every night I light the menorah, good to kinder, Baruch Hashem, my kids are right, you're a nice family, Aharon HaKohen. So one night, let him be mocked to the Ketoros, he'll get to school, you see the school was chal with that one time, he'll be a gevir. That's what Rashi says. Every single night, he lit the menorah, he was mevater on all the gashmiyistik schoolis that came along with the Ketoros, and he dafka wanted to be rogel menorah. And then he says, the Chassam Sofer, that the emes is Aharon could have came up with good from a cheshbonus why he should have been a gevir. He'd be able to get more tzedakah, be able to learn Torah more by Yishuv Hadas. There were a lot of good reasons for him to have negiyas to go light them up, to go be mocked to the Ketoros, but he didn't do it. That's lahagat shvachah shal Aharon shaloi
Shina. Either way, let's learn a little bit more Gemara. It's up to Gemara. Very short Gemara. Omer Shimon ben Azai, mikublani mipi shivim v'shnayim zochin. I have a Kabbalah from 72 skeinim. The Nusach and the Mishnah are a little bit different, but what we're going to focus on this morning is not the Halacha, but this Diktuk. Lama li l'misna shivim v'shnayim zochin. Shouldn't it have said shivim v'shnayim zekeinim? Zoch the Gemara, the kula b'chadah shitzah havikayim. The reason they were called zochin is because all 72 people, zoch Rashi, were bechada shitasa be yeshiva achas hoyu yoishvin vekulan hoyu keishachad b'levach. Rashi invokes those words. Vayichan sham Yisrael neged the heart keishachad b'levach. They were literally keishachad, and being that they were keishachad, that's why they referred to as shivim v'shnayim zokain, not shivim v'shnayim zikainim. So even though this was a very controversial gerus in the Mishnah, v'lo yhoidu lechachamim, but as far as they were concerned, they were positive about it. It wasn't just something that somebody said, and I hear it was shivim v'shnayim zokain. They were b'shita achas. And because they were b'shita achas, they're mentioned in the singular, not in the plural. It's shivim v'shnayim zokein. It's not shivim v'shnayim zkeinim. I think an obvious tzushtel to this gemara is a Rashi in Parshas Vayigash. The pasuk that talks about Yaakov and his family, they go to Mitzrayim. So the pasuk says, uvnei Yosef ashayulad b'Mitzrayim nefesh shnoyim kol ha-nefesh b'beis Yaakov haba Mitzrayim shivim. Shivim nefesh yardu avisenu Mitzrayim. We say it in the Agada. But the pasuk is kol ha-nefesh b'beis Yaakov haba Mitzrayim shivim. Says Rashi, Esav sheish nefashis hayuloi had six family members. Va'akosav koira oisam nafshoiz beisoi loshin rabin. Esav had six family members, and when the Torah describes them, the Torah describes them as nafshoyz beisai, b'loshen rabin. You know why? Because they all had different ideas. They were all worshipping different geshkes. Yaakov shivin hayuloi. Yaakov had 70 family members. And the pasuk refers to them as kol hanefesh lebeis Yaakov, l'fish hayu oivdim l'keil echad, because they were worshipping one HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In other words, they were all b'shita achas. I mean that they were b'shita achas, it's b'loshen yochid. They were ke'ish echad, and that's why it's shivim v'shnayim zkeinim. For the same reason, kol ha'nefesh l'beis Yaakov, l'fi sh'ayu oivdim l'keilach. Esav has six, and then a fashoiz, because they're a lohus harbe. I'll go upon him, when people are focused on the same thing, when they're b'shita achas, keil echad, that's when you have this loshin yochid, that's this idea of shivim v'shnayim zokin. It's yodua, during the trial of Mendel Bayless, Yedua in the early 20th century, where he's being tried for a blood libel. So there was a Rav, a very, very chashev Rav, who was acting as rabbi slash attorney and trying to advocate on behalf of Mendel Bayless, because a big part of the trial was theological. The idea was that the Yidden, over the years, would shecht a young non-Jewish child, and he would use his blood as with the matzahs, whatever exactly it was. But that's what they accused them of. And obviously the Jews said, what are you talking about? We don't eat blood, and we're chashen, and there's an idea of loisirtzach, it's one of the aseres hadibros. It's something that we would never do. And the big argument that was posed in court was that the Gemara says, atem kruyim adam, ve'ein umes ha'olam kruyim adam. So it's true, I understand that a Yid would never kill a person, loisirtzach, but you slaughter animals, and atem kruyim adam, you believe. Rav Shimon bar Yochai said, it's a Gemara many places in Shas, Bava Metzia Kuf Yudalid, it's in Yavam Samach Aleph. So if atem kruyim adam, ve'ein umes ha'olam kruyim adam, then why should we buy what you're saying? At the end of the day, we know from your Teresh of Alpeh that you view us as not being human. So if Atim Kriyam Adam, they ain't Umas Ha'olam Kriyam Adam, it was a very, very big issue. So this Rav that was taking the lead in terms of defending Mendel Bayless, so he reached out to Rameir Shapiro, the founder of Daf Yoimi, the Lubliner of Shiva, and he asked Rameir Shapiro, he says, I need a good answer. So this is what Rameir Shapiro told him, Zogim Hazar, Avad, there's nothing to talk about that the Jews respect Umay Sa'olam as being people, Gnei Vesakim, so many halachas that show that. What Chazal meant to say was, is that by Klal Yisrael Atem, you could have many Jews, you could have a tzibor, but kruyin adam. They're called adam in the singular, b'lashon yachid. That's something that we have as Jews, where we bond together. There could be a yid on one side of the world, Rameir Shapiro said, tell him, that standing trial over a blood libel, and there are Jews all over the world fasting and saying tehillim and giving stock as a schus for this one yid. That's something you only find by the Jews. We're atem, yidin all over the world that kruyin adam, they feel like one, where they'll bind together and come on behalf of a yid. By the Umar Salim, you don't find that. Go find that. There's a Yid somewhere that's Nebuchad and Eitz Tzor and Agan Sevelt Reitz Echiber. Doesn't happen. That's something that happens only by us. Because by us, Atem, Birabin, Losh is Kruyin Adam. The emes is that this yesoid of Rav Meir Shapiro is already in the Oilus Ephraim. I found the Metzia Neira. It's in the Oilus Ephraim. The Oilus Ephraim, the Kadma, says that there's four words you find to describe man. Ish, Gever, Enosh, and Adam. Says Oilus Ephraim, Ish, you find, B'loshin Yachid, Ish, and you can find the B'loshin Rabban as well. Ishim, Gever, Gvarim, Chuna HaGvarim, Enosh, Anoshim, you have it all over the Torah. Adam, you never find B'loshin Rabban. So says the Oilus Ephraim, that Adam is unique in that it's a Loshin, it's a Sprach, that you only find B'loshin Yachid. That's the Tifkei. Adam is Kriyan Adam. We're Adam, we're one. You can't even make us plural. Because Klal Yisrael, we serve Kel Echad, and that creates a unity, it creates a bond, there's an Achdus that we have, and that only we have. Oilus Ephraim says an unbelievable thing. He says that Klal Yisrael was Nigal. Shleishinu Hashemam. Zokta, Oilus Ephraim, you know what it means, Shleishinu Hashemam? They blibed Adam. Klal Yisrael was Adam, they were Ba'achdos. And because they were Leishinu, the shame Adam, the Atim Kriyim Adam, that unique name that they didn't have, that's the reason that they were Nigel. He says that the Gula happened in the Schus of Achdos, and you find it by all the Gulas, right after the story of Purim, Lech Knesses Kala Yehudim, he brings many, many rayas. He says the Gula Asida is going to happen as well when Klal Yisrael comes together, where it's going to be Atim Kriyim Adam, Shleishinu Hashemam, that we're going to be Adam, we're going to feel that despite there's Jews all over the world, but anytime there's an Esara, and it happens all the time. I mean, we had a big one recently, but the point is that this sense of Rabashkin, Atim Kriyan Adam is something that's very, very real, and Oilus Ephraim said that that's ultimately what's going to bring the Geula, but the point is that this Yesoid of Rav Meir Shapiro that he said, it's Mekoyrei Neman already in Kadmoinim, it comes from Oilus Ephraim.